Chapter 26, The Big Day. Happy Halloween! After our very early hair appointment, I drag Miri for her first ever manicure. But while we're waiting for our turn, she's totally ignoring me, yammering on the phone. Miri, I whine. I'm bored. Talk to me.
One sec, she says. Cor, I have to go. My sister's complaining. I'll see you soon? Yeah. Okay, hang up. No, you hang up. No, you. No, you hang up.
Who speaks to her boyfriend with a baby voice?
I say in a baby voice of my own.
Who does? Is it you?
I liked it better when you just squeaked. She turns bright red.
I gotta go,
she tells him and hangs up. Hilarious. Obviously, I speak to her in a baby voice for the rest of the appointment. At least by the time we're done, her fingers look somewhat normal. I even treat. I kind of owe her for forcing me to go to Tea's Pies and confront my feelings for Raph. Sisters sure are sneaky. Clever, but sneaky. After our manicure, we head over to Bloomie's for a little makeup application. Of course, I buy the new products. Hello? It's rude not to. Back home, we change into our outfits and get ready for everyone to arrive. The plan is to meet at our apartment, take some pictures, maybe to show our daughters one day, and then head over to Zandalucia. When I say everyone, I don't mean our entire guest list. I just mean those of the non-magical variety, i.e. Dad, Tammy, and Lex. Oh, and Corey. Not Raph. I thought about inviting him. Of course I did. My dad got over it, and Tammy is super excited. So maybe Raph would be cool with it too. Maybe I'd apologize, tell him the truth, and then invite him to be my date. But I talked it over with Tammy, and here was her advice. Telling Raph is a big decision, a really big decision, and it shouldn't be rushed by a dance. Tell him if you want him to know, but don't tell him just because you want him to be your date. So mature, that Tammy. Telling her was my best decision yet. And she's right. I might want to tell Raph, but I need a clear head and heart first. Let me finish with this Samsorta business first, and then decide what to do. When I get dressed, I add the heart he bought me for my birthday back to the chain, for luck. Anyway, Tammy squeals when she sees Miri and me all dressed up in our heliotrope finery. She looks very pretty in the black dress she wore to prom. Do you want to try it in another color? I ask her. Not that yours doesn't look great, but I can zap it for you.
Seriously?
She asks, eyes wide. Absolutely.
Sure.
Green would look wonderful on you, I say. It would bring out your eyes.
Go for it.
I use the color-changing spell and zap her.
That,
says Tammy, looking down at her new gown,
was the coolest thing ever.
When my dad arrives, his eyes get teary at the sight of Miri and me.
You both look so beautiful and grown up.
He looks pretty handsome himself in his tux and black bow tie. I'm about to offer to zap his bow tie into another color, but decide not to push it. He'll be witnessing more than enough magic tonight. Despite the fact that Jennifer's still smiling her please don't zap me smile, and she has my dad's hand in a death grip, she's looking pretty stunning in a floor-length black ball gown. I'm hoping it doesn't take her too long to get over her fear that we're going to use her for spellcasting practice. Dad shakes hands with Lex, gives Tammy and my mom a hello hug, and meets Corey for the first time. Corey calls him Sir, which is pretty adorable. My dad laughs and tells him to call him by his first name. Corey is already in my good book. Not only did he bring Miri a corsage, he brought me one too. He's a keeper. After about 100 pictures,
"Oh, come on, just a few of the hats, please,"
Mom begs. Mom asks us if we're all ready.
"Let me just put a bowl of candy out for the trick-or-treaters in the building, and we're off."
"I guess we'll use the batteries," I say. I don't know who's going to take who, but I know I don't want to ruin my hair with the ghost spell. It'll go through enough trauma today with the upcoming trim.
"I brought my passport,"
Tammy exclaims.
"Just in case."
"Not necessary," I tell her.
How does this work?"
my dad asks nervously. Corey pats his back.
"Just climb on and close your eyes, sir."
Jennifer grabs hold of my father and looks like she might hyperventilate. Mom pulls a long braided gold rope out of the cleaning closet.
"Actually, I have an easier way. I hold the batteries and you all hold on to this. It'll be like the kids at daycare walking down Fifth Avenue."
"Adorable," I say. It's happening. Finally. They've handed out the candles. The cemetery isn't as creepy as I'd imagined. It's actually pretty gorgeous in a hauntingly beautiful sort of way. It looks like the Grand Canyon, with cliffs and tons of space. The auditorium is built right into the stone and reminds me of the Pantheon. The stone seats are in fact gravestones, and while you'd think this would be supremely spooky, it isn't. It makes me feel like we're somehow being protected by all the women who came before us. Fizgwin explains that once the ceremony is over, the seats will sink into the ground and the whole area will morph into a ballroom under the stars. But now it's time for the ceremony. Our friends, relatives, and extended family we've never met are in the seats, hushed and waiting. My whole family made it over here intact. Jennifer screamed for most of it, but at least my dad didn't pass out. In fact, he whistled when we landed and called the experience wild. Now, our school is in line behind the girls from Charm School and in front of the Asian girls from She. I wave to Wendy, who's up front. She looks pretty in her long, gauzy heliotrope dress. Pretty, but nervous. She has a big job to do today, since she's the one in charge of the wonderment spell.
"Let's go, girls,"
says a tall woman in a long black robe. Miri squeezes my hand, and it begins. The ceremony starts off just as it did in rehearsal. Except instead of just our mothers here to watch, there are more than 1,000 pairs of eyes on us. The other things on us are the ridiculous hats. Yes, apparently Mom was right. Everyone's wearing a matching witch hat. I hope no one loses an eye. These things are pointy. After we're all in our spots, we start the alimity bit. It takes a while for the golden knife to get to Mom, but when it does, she asks in a voice that carries through the night,
"Are you ready to join the circle of magic?"
"Yes,"
Miri says, lowering her head so Mom can easily cut off a piece of her hair. When she's done, she moves over to me.
"Are you ready to join the circle of magic?"
she asks me. "Yes," I answer, and show her exactly which piece of hair to cut. No reason to take unnecessary risks, right? Next up is the candle lighting. We slowly go around the circle, each saying our spell. I thought I'd be nervous, but I'm not. I know this spell, and I'm in control of my pillars. I've been honest with myself. I trust my family and friends. I had the courage to confide in my friend. I feel loved and am loved, and I have decent karma. I hope. I've learned a lot since June, and I'm ready. When it's my turn, I chant the spell loud and clear.
Isi boli donu, ritui lakfisu, koriuti fonu, koronti promu bintibu, gertibu, nomadiko veramamu.
My candle's wick bursts into flame.
Wahoo!
Miri goes next, and she says the spell just as loudly and as clearly. Her flame zings just as high. I bump my hip against hers, and we give each other a big smile.
We did it. Yay!
I mouth.
Yay!
She mouths back. We continue around the circle. Glamour Triplet struggles once, twice, and then three times. But her sisters squeeze her shoulders, and then she gets it right. Sister power! Finally, we complete the circle with Wendy. She lights her candle, no problem, and then slowly walks to the central cauldron. Here it is, the last step. After this, it's party time. Wendy holds her candle over the cauldron. She has to hold it strong while all of us repeat the wonderment spell after her.
Julio Vamity,
she begins.
Julio Vamity,
we repeat. It means on the pillars.
Sirella Papriti,
she finishes. Sirella Papriti, we repeat. That means bloom something wonderful. That's it. Short and sweet. We all wait for the cauldron to catch fire. And wait. And still wait. Uh-oh. After a few seconds, Wendy tries again.
Julio Vamity,
she says, her voice shaking.
Julio Vamity,
we repeat. What's going on? Wendy shouldn't be having any problems with this. She's one of the best witches I've ever seen. She can do anything.
Sirella Papriti,
she says again.
Sirella Papriti,
we repeat. And then wait. Still nothing. Her hands begin to shake as she starts the spell over again.
Poor Wendolyn,
Miri whispers to me.
Wendolyn. Oh, no.
I almost drop my candle, but I steady my hand. I changed her name. I changed her clothes. I changed her hair. I changed her makeup. I made her lie to her friends. I think back to the time my ghost spell wouldn't work and to what Miri told me. When I disguised my true self, my magic got funky. My pillars got blocked. Wendy, no, Wendolyn, needs everything to be perfect or our wonderment spell will never work. It's up to me to make it right.